0702.
WhatsApp Karima on 0727021702.
It's just gone 9:30. This is the Karima Brown Show. You are listening to 702. Now, the Eskom CEO, Mr. Phakamani Hadebe, has apologized for the poor communication around Sunday's level one load shedding. He's admitted to members of parliament that the company could have handled the situation better. This comes after holding a press conference on Friday at which no mention was made that it planned to cut power only 2 days later. The power utility has told Parliament's Public Enterprises Committee that it does not foresee any load shedding in the foreseeable future. On Friday, Eskom told the nation that it had less than 20 days of stock at 10 of its power stations. However, it failed to mention that it planned to cut the lights last Sunday. This is something Hadebe says was unknown at the time. Well, to explain Eskom's position, I'm now joined on the line by the power utility spokesperson, Mr. Kulu Pasiwe. Mr. Pasiwe, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Karima, and good evening to our listeners as well.
Now, before we get into what Mr. Hadebe should or shouldn't have said, can you assure us of the security of our energy and our electricity supply? Is Eskom in a position to assure us that we have enough electricity and we have enough energy supply?
I'm afraid, Karima, based on the current situation on the ground in relation to the shortages of coal plus the breakdowns that we are having on our system at the moment, it will be foolhardy of me or anyone working for Eskom to give any guarantees at this stage, which is why management today in Parliament and also on Friday were saying that the risk of load shedding, unfortunately, between now and possibly towards March next year, will continue to be high until we have built up enough reserves of coal at our power stations. And importantly, we also need to speed up the process of doing maintenance on our generating units so that we can ensure security of power supply. In other words, you cannot have one without the other. You cannot have a lot of coal, but still the maintenance is not done. Mm. All of these processes have to be done at the same time. And unfortunately, right now as I speak to you, both of those processes are, for lack of a better word, they are not in place.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the issue of the coal supply is critical. What exactly is the holdup? And more importantly, when you got the Tegeta coal, it was of substandard quality. So firstly, what is the holdup with the coal and the coal that we are getting? Is it going to be the coal that is going to be able to do the job?
The holdup has been mainly in relation to the pricing. But there have been also elements of the quality of coal that some of the players were offering us. So because of the lessons that we have learned from Tegeta and others, we refused to be lured into things that are going to put us into trouble again.
Mm.
For example, some of the coal miners, they would proactively come to us and say, I do have so many tons of coal, but when our people went there to check the quality, they found that it did not meet our specification.
Mm.
So the other main issue has been the pricing. Many of these players are saying to us that they already have markets in China, India, and elsewhere, and therefore they would rather sell that coal to these markets. And if we wanted that coal, we should buy at export prices. But because of the financial situation that our company is facing at the moment, we were unable to secure deals with them. But fortunately, many of them have reduced their prices, which is why, as I speak to you now, we have signed about 27 of them, and some of them have already started to deliver coal into our power stations. The majority will start next month, and then the others will start from the beginning of the new year.
Now, if one goes back to the question of the coal providers, I know that during Mr. Molefe's time, he made a lot about the fact that we need to bring new entrants into the market, that we need to deracialize that process. And of course, that was the big cover for the fraudulent acquisition of Tegeta. And we, of course, know that the coal was substandard. What exactly is the situation now? How many contracts are you busy with? Who are the companies? And what is the quality of the coal, Mr. Pasiwe?
In terms of the big ones that we generally know, Karima, the ones that have already started supplying us would include, among others, Exxaro. Exxaro, I mentioned it because they have been, I would say, quick off the mark in terms of mentioning to the media that they were in discussions with Eskom so that they can give us coal. So it's Exxaro, and then there's also Glencoe, and I would say the majority of the big ones are there as part of the 27 that we have signed, but we also have a large number of smaller ones that we have signed. Management did say on Friday that out of the 27 that we have signed, the majority of them are actually black-owned. So in other words, that policy of us pursuing the, I would say, 50% plus one, although currently Eskom is not proactively saying we want 50% plus one, as in insisting on it, but the prioritization of junior miners is also part of, or the creation of those junior miners is part of the equation, and that continues because you cannot continue to only have the big players in the market. You also need to have smaller ones as part of our industrialization.
Absolutely. And of course, we have to include people in the economy and make it more inclusive. The problem comes in, of course, with the quality and the capacity. So who is giving you the poor quality coal?
Well, the guys who were giving us a poor quality coal so far were primarily at Tegeta. And remember, they were given penalties. And before Tegeta, I have to be fair and say, remember, there was also an issue with Glencoe before they sold their assets to Tegeta. So Glencoe, at some point, were also giving us poor quality coal. There were penalties that were needed on them. And then ultimately, they sold their mines to Tegeta. And by virtue of Tegeta buying that mine, which was giving poor quality coal from Glencoe, I suppose it went without saying that Tegeta was bound to give us a poor quality coal because it looks like the problem was really coming from the mine itself. But they had committed themselves, that is Tegeta, saying that they can dig into other areas within that facility, into that mine, to give us a good quality coal. It never happened, which is why there were penalties. And right now, as I speak to you, Tegeta is under business administration, and we also hear reports that they are going to sell the assets, but that is not for us at this stage. From our end, we're just waiting for the completion of the whole process of knowing what's going to happen after the business administration.
Now, of course, what most listeners want to know is how this is going to affect them. So, Mr. Pasiwe, give us a breakdown of how the load shedding will work, because you're essentially saying you can't guarantee security of supply between now and March. So what is likely to happen? Are you going to develop a schedule? Are you going to rotate the areas? For how long are communities going to be without electricity? Exactly how is it going to work, and how are you going to communicate this to the public?
You know, Karima, I never thought I would come to speak about load shedding again after the incident in 2014 and 2015. But here we are again. Karima, basically what happens is that from our side as the producer of electricity, we give the instruction to municipalities across the nation. Municipalities themselves, they have their own customers, which is primarily you and I, and then they should have, according to the regulations from Energy Regulator, they should have their own updates on their own website. So the unfortunate thing is many of the municipalities, some of them are too small to even care about load shedding schedules and having websites and things like that, or they have their own problems, I suppose, that they have to deal with. But the law requires every municipality to have its own schedules. For example, on Sunday when there was load shedding here, many people were calling us wanting to know whether the areas will be affected.
Well, I've called you already to find out when the lights are going to go on in my area.
So those schedules are actually, they fall within the ambit of municipalities.
Right.
But you remember, the majority of people in South Africa actually are supplied by municipalities.
Mm.
And the reason why many people are supplied by municipalities is because the Constitution says so. The Constitution says the provision of water and electricity falls within the ambit of municipalities.
Now, okay, so Mr. Pasiwe, just mm-hmm. park it there quickly. Now, we know that municipalities are of your worst defaulters. There's a crisis in collections. They're not paying their bills. And, of course, in some instances, in the case of water, we've had water boards turn off the water of an entire municipality, irrespective of whether individual consumers, A or B, have paid their water. In Mfuleni, that was the situation a couple of months ago. Are we likely to get there with Eskom if the municipalities are not paying? You're just going to starve them of electricity, even though, you and I might be up to date with our accounts?
Well, unfortunately, yes, Karima. The way the system works is that our customer is the municipality, and mm-hmm. therefore, when we deal with our customer, which is the municipality, unfortunately, they have their own customers, which is the majority of the people who live within that locality.
Mm-hmm.
So the High Court in Pretoria, the North Gauteng High Court, on the 4th of January of 2017, made a very clear pronouncement on this matter. The court said, yes, it may look unfair that when Eskom switches off the supply to its customer, which is the municipality, it affects other people who are not Eskom customers. But the court is saying, maybe, for lack of a better word, people are barking at the wrong tree. You need to put pressure on the municipality to do the right thing,
mm.
because the municipality has a contract with Eskom, and that contract says if you default for whatever reason, mm. Eskom has a recourse to cut off the power supply.
Mm.
But unfortunately, as you know, it affects other people. Karima, whenever there's load shedding, including this past Sunday, believe it or not, I do not enjoy talking about this kind of things of load shedding, but I get calls, including, believe it or not, from people who run mortuaries in the city of Johannesburg. They call me, and the thing about mortuaries is that the bodies within that facility need to be kept at a particular
yes.
temperature, and therefore, when especially now that it's been hot here
yes.
in the high south and elsewhere, it becomes a big problem when there's load shedding.
Absolutely.
Still, from our end as a company, we need to strive to make sure that we keep the lights on. But unfortunately, we have a lot of breakdowns. Even today, we were on the verge of load shedding. And hopefully, I'm not going to get into trouble, but we were on the verge of load shedding. But fortunately, we were able to use some of the generating units that were brought back online. Plus, we also use, I think, some diesel to make sure that we keep the lights on. Those are some of the things that we put in place to make sure that people who are listening to us now continue to have their lights on, but also people who are using this oxygen machines and things
yes.
like that, including, as we say, people who are unfortunately already parted, who also need electricity, obviously within those mortuary facilities.
Absolutely. Mr. Kulupasiwe, thank you very much for your time. We can, of course, go on speaking about this forever because there's so much to speak about, and I'm sure we will have Mr. Pasiwe back on the line soon enough to explain to us if there are alternatives in place, emergency plans, and so on. But as you heard, he's unable to give us clarity on whether or not there will be security of electricity. In fact, the long and short of it is that there won't be. So make yourself used to the idea that there will certainly be load shedding.